لو سمحتم بليز كلكم.
ايوه
يلا. تعالوا للامام. اخير روح. كم 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 كم.
كيف بدك تمسك المايك عشان نسمعه بقى؟
نعم؟
مايك.
ما انا بريد اللي خلف يجوا. اوكي؟ فالبايو ستاتستيك ات از بيزك ستدي ان اول اسبكتس. Nothing will be a fact unless it bio statistic being applied on it. ما في حقيقة تصير ما لم applying the biostatistic. The biostatistic is very very important. وأرجع وأقول لكم لو فهمتوا صدقوني أقل واحد بيكم يجيب 90. فاستغلوا جيدكم هون وافهموا. ما فهمتوا في أدنى عملي، ما فهمتوا كمان بالعملي، مكتبي مفتوح للكل بلا استثناء. مش مكتبي بابه مفتوح، قلبي مفتوح لكم وعيوني مفتوحة لكم. فبليز بليز استغلوها وجيبوا علامة كويسة. ما بيحتاج لتعب، يحتاج لها ويحتاج لاستمرارية. الإحصاء شيء متعلق بشيء. لو ما فهمت المحاضرات الأولانية يعني ما فيك تمشي ولا خطوة، ما فيك تمشي ولا خطوة أبدا. أوكي، أنا لو ما أعرف هذا الباص أو هاي السيارة وين بتروح، أجلس أركبها وأنا بدي أروح عمان ولاقيها موديتني سوريا أو موديتني ما بعرف وين. ليه ما بعرف؟ ما بعرف الأرقام. فالإحصاء إتز إحصاء وليس ماثماتيك. أوكي، أنا دائما بقول إن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. ربنا ما قال ما تعدوها، قال ما تحصوها، يعني ما تفهموها. فالإحصاء فهم. لله 99 اسما من أحصاها دخلت، أحصاها وليس عدها. الإحصاء معناها فهم، أنا أفهم معنى شو الرحمن، شو العليم، شو الحكيم. هذا الإحصاء، الإحصاء هو الإدراك والفهم وليس ماثماتيك. فبليز تمام أنه we are applying mathematics but هذا ما. فبليز كونوا على ثقة، believe me، وأنا راح أعمل لكم إياها المحاضرة as simple as possible حتى أنتوا تكملوا. فأرجع وأقول أهلا وسهلا بكم ومرحبا و أتمنى أن تستغلون وجودكم إلكم. أوكي، خلينا نبتدئ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Going to be discussed during this lecture. First of all, we have to know what's Bayes statistic. Okay, what do we mean by Bayes statistic? And then there is another thing we are to have some information about what do we mean by variable. Okay, what are the type of the variable? We are going to discuss it. And what's the difference between these different type of the variable? Because we have nominal, ordinal, continuous, discrete, and all these, we have to know the difference. We should know the difference. If we don't know the difference, we can't move any step more. Okay? And then, how can we present the data? There are so many type of presenting the data: frequency distribution, simple frequency, table, graph, anual graph, so many things. So we are trying to go through all these topics if there is a time, inshallah. So now my statistic, well, even some of you already did research, maybe, I don't know. Anyhow, when you would like to do any research, first of all, Dr. Abed Nanaman Bahad, okay, جمعوا لي data. اتجمعوا لي. فإذا, first of all, we have collection of data. طبعا, بعد أن أسألكم, what do you like to do? Type of the study you would like to do it. Type of research you would like to do it. So, اوكي، روحوا جمعوا لي. اوكي، رحتوا شهر دكتورة جمعنا اجي هالداتا. It's not enough. You have to present the data. ورجوني اياها بشكل حلو. اوكي، presentation. خلاص عملنا presentation. لا، اعملوا لي other estimation of it. So these are the main steps that we are going through it to have any research. So, statistic, what's statistic? Statistics is a field of study or concern with collection of data. Summarizing of data or organization of data, just عملوا لي اياها بصورة حلوة. Summarizing of data. So, collection, organization, and summarizing of data. And to draw an inference about the body of data when only part of data has been observed. What does it mean? Draw inference? أطلع استنتاج أستخرج. Okay, inference, استنتاج علمي. Okay. When only part of data has been observed. أنا بدي شو اسمك؟ لي بدأت تعمل الهايت أو الويت about all student in the university. Okay, of course ما تقدر تأخذ 17,000 student. راح تأخذ sample. So this is part of data. الداتا كلها مؤتة student. الريم اللي أخذتها sample هو part of the data. So بناء على السامبل اللي أخذتها ريم البارت. أهلاً
كل سنة طيبين. نستأذن معاليك 10 minutes.
أيوة.
عشان
السلام عليكم خلاص. أوكي. طبعاً ما بعرف. ممكن إحنا نكمل الحاضر. ما عندكم شيء. Thank you very much. لو كانت العلامات بيدي مش بالكمبيوتر كان أعطيتكم علامة زيادة لأنكم كويسين.
سجل الأسئلة.
لأنكم كويسين. أوكي. خلينا أصمر هون مش هيك. What's the definition of a statistic or biostatistic? Bio is from any other bio. Bio it means living. Anything dealing with the living body or living things. Okay? So statistics is filled of, you remember, collection, organization, and summarization of data. Definitely this is. And then drawing an inference it means استنتاج علمي. Drawing أطلع inference when part of data had been observed. جبنا مثل. Okay. أطلع بي for the whole data when only part of data has been observed. وقلنا مثل لي لما بدها تأخذ الويت تبع الستودنت المبتع. Of course it's difficult to measure the whole مبتع student, 17,000 student. She is going to take a sample. This sample part of the all the data. So from this sample she is going to draw an inference about the whole data when only part of data has been observed. تطلع باستنتاج عام لكل الطلاب المؤتة بس هي اشتغلت على سامبل صغير. Okay? So this is the second part. So statistic again, خلينا نقول a study dealing with the collection, organization and summarization. Okay? Of data. And drawing an inference when about the body of data when only part of data has been observed. Of course, biostatistics, when this data has been taken from living or from biological science, any things, الإنسان, الحيوان, bacteria, plant, any bio, any living things, we call it bio. Biochemistry, biology, so many bio, okay? Bioepidemiology and so on. Yes, there is bioepidemiology. Anyhow, so this is the definition of data. Biostatistics. So from the definition of the biostatistic, we can see that the biostatistic can be subdivided or categorized into two major groups, into two major parts, or into two main parts, whatever you need. Okay? So, into two distinct subcategory or two main parts, which is descriptive, wasfi, describing, wasfi, and inferential, طلعت باستنتاج لي, inferential statistic. So we have two, okay? Part descriptive just أوصفت لاب year three أو year one, sorry, إن شاء الله يوريك. Okay? هل قد عددهم, هل قد مئة, هل قد في مئة, هل قد ناجحين, هل قد بضبط, just وصفي. So what's descriptive? اللي هو وصفي, it is a series, okay, of procedure designed to clarify data. عملها clear. Okay. So the principle يعني المين. M-A-I-N. The principal characteristic or the essential characteristic, it doesn't matter. Characteristic and the main feature will be revealed. بين. Okay, أنا جابت لي قائمة مع الطلاب year 3 كش معاً. لا, روحي عملي لي أهمية وفيما. مش كفاية. عملي لي الناجحين والراسبين. وعملي لي كذا وعملي لي كذا. عملي لي بكل درس. كل موديول. So just she is going to describe it for me. Okay. So it is a series of procedure designed to clarify the data, make it clear, so that the principal characteristic and the main feature are revealed. For what? For purpose of conclusion. أقدر أعرف هل قد رزق أو هل قد نجاح. Okay. هالموديول كانوا أحسن من هالموديول. Conclusion. Simple conclusion. Not the scientific outline. Conclusion in the state. This one serves as a device for organization and summarizing. هي عملتها مرتب وعملتها صغير. Organization and summarization of data. Bringing into a focus the essential characteristics. الأشياء اللي أهم. But he would like to do. In another form, she is going to reduce the whole data into a manageable size. أقدر أتعامل وياها ولا جابت لي القوائم أنا شو بفهم منها. This is a descriptive data. How do we do that? Table, a graph. ممكن تسكتون رجاء. Please, table, graph, and simple numerical calculation. Mean, median, mode, frequency, percentage, and so on, so on, so on, so on. Simple, still we are in a simple calculation. So, graph, table, and calculation, all these are, we call it descriptive, statistic, or of course, descriptive by statistic. We are dealing with the living body. You are a medical student always dealing. So we say collection of data قبل شوية. Collection and clarifying of data. يا دكتورة مش فاهمين شو data. شو معنى data؟ روحي يا لين جيبي لي data. دكتورة ما بعرف شو data. So what's data? Data are the values أطوال الطلاب علامات الطلاب. It is values. You get it when you measure a variable. Any variable. The weight, the height, number of male, number of female, any other. So it is the value. قيمة. Of when you measure a variable. So the value of the observation for the variable known as data. ممكن تسكتون رجاءً. By the way, أنا أطلع. تنحسبون غياب بعد الذي شفتوه. فبليز. Okay? Please. Data are raw. Raw means خام. It's nothing. It means nothing. Nothing يعني شو هاي جبتي لي اياها؟ كل شيء ما بفهم منها. Meaningless. Unless it will transfer into information. She should transfer it into information حتى استفاد منها. حتى افهمها. Okay? Some data can be little or no meaning when considered alone. It needs further steps to transfer into a valuable or into information. So, data consists of one or more variables. من البداية قلنا it is variable. شو اسمك؟ شاهدت تقولي دكتورة شو variable؟ ما فاهمة. أنا مو فاهمة شو variable. أوكي يا شاهد. خذي هذا variable. This is what do we mean by variable. Variable denoted by y. نعطيها حرف y. It is the characteristic, أي صفة. It is the characteristic that observe in person, place, and things. In person, كلنا عندنا أطوال. في حدا ما عنده طول؟ حتى النملة الصغيرة عندها But this height is different from one person to the other. So it is varies. It is varies. تختلف من one إلى آخر. كلتنا عندنا عيون. But there is a variation in color, in structure, and so on and so on. بس كلتنا عندنا. كلتنا عندنا شفاف. بس it differ. So that's why they call it variable. It is differ from one person to the other. From one possessor, إحنا نعلق to the other. This is regarding individual. What about characteristic? It's characteristic of you. شو صفات العين؟ عين زكا. So, characteristic blue eyes. Okay. شو characteristic؟ شعرها طويل وحلو. So. This is the characteristic. Okay, this is for person, for a place. لا دكتورة هذه ما بدنا إياها المحاضرة هون. الله يخليك ودينا ليش؟ اللايت مش كويس. So characteristic of this place إنه اللايت is not good. لا دكتورة خنق نحس. Ventilation is good. No, not good. So the characteristic of this whole classroom is ventilation is not good compared to the other. Okay. الكل لابسين t-shirt. It stinks, but it differs. So there is a variation. So variable, فهمت يا شهد شو variable? It is the characteristic that observed in person, place, and things. This characteristic is not the same in different possessor. هلا آمنتوا بها؟ فهمتوا كويس؟ And now it is different from the varies from different possessor. Yeah. As long as we are dealing with the individual, we are in a, you are a medical student and you are a medical person. So it is any aspect of individual investigation. في حدا منا ما عنده blood pressure؟ كلنا. But it is different from one to the other. في حدا ما عنده blood group؟ No, it's different from one to the other. في حدا ما عنده height؟ Blood sugar؟ All of us. So it's different. So variable is something whose value can vary. Vary يختلف. From one person to the other or from one possessor to the other. عندنا الـ age، الكل عندهم أمر. But there is a difference in the age of all the, those students in this classroom, sex, weight, and so on, height. All these are, we call it barrier. اللي ده تشوفوه تحت وهذا راح تشوفوه الى نهايه البايو ستاتستيك which is very 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 important. It is very important to know the type of the variable. It is very very important to know the type of the variable. Otherwise, we can't do any statistical analysis. Okay. Because there is a different type of variable. Each type of the variable having its presentation in table or graph differ from the other. Also, simple calculation for mean, median, mode, it is different from one variable to the other. Some measurement could be used in certain type of the variable while we cannot use it in another type. Not only that, the inferential statistic cannot be done unless you know the type of the variable. Because each type of the variable having its own specific test of inferential. Each type having its own specific test of or inferential test to be used. So, what do we have? We have different variables. What are these types of the variable? Generally, we have two types. Main two types. Categorical and metric. Categorical and metric. Or categorical qualitative. When metric is quantitative. Quantity. Okay. Again, each type of these two men will be divided into two subgroups. The categorical divided into two, nominal and ordinal. Nominal and ordinal. While the metric variable also divided into two subgroups, we have discrete and continuous. And again, إلى ما لا نهاية. You should know the type of the variable in your hand so you can go through a statistical analysis. Otherwise, you can't move at all. Or you move in a very wrong direction. So the first step, you should differentiate it between these four types of variables. At least these four types. Okay, let us see how can we differentiate it. For the categorical, we said nominal. Nominal, male and female, new, that's all. Iraqi, Jordanian, Palestinian, not by name. Blood group A, blood group B, O, AB. So by name, that's all. Is it essential to put child daily blood group A, B, A, B, O? لا لين قالت لا دكتورة غلط شهد لازم تقول A, B, O, B, A. Is there a difference? No, there is no difference. No difference. So ordering is not important. It is subjective. لا اجى محمد رواشد قال لا دكتورة انا ما اقبل المفروض A B O A O شو هذي فاذا ال order الترتيب it is subjective هي كيف ما بدأ
انا اخلي الميل قبل فيميل فيميل لا تخلي الاردنيين فلسطين فلسطيني ايراني ايجيبشن it's subjective according to her so data do not have a unit a day unit 50 فيميل خلاص الزد يود الذي جروب 75 جروب او يونت there is no unit شو هذا okay ordering of the category is completely subjective تتبع هي وما تحب okay subjective okay this is what this is the nominal من اسمها من النيم جاي Ordinal, min isimha, tertib, it should be order, array should be necessary, it is necessary. Okay, here, grading of a tumor, 1, 2, 3, grading, 4, and 5. خلاص من أقول هذا مريض عنده tumor, grade 4, تعرفون أنه he is going to die. خلاص. There is a meaning. فإذا أكو meaning for order. Okay? من أقول الطالب الأول الثاني الثالث الرابع so it means الأول أنه ماخذ أعلى علامة الثاني والثالث والرابع إن شاء الله كلهم الأوائل okay so order category is meaningful keep a meaning كلما واحد يقول هذا الأول something keep a meaning difference between any adjusted to great is not similar. طالب الأول جاب معدل 90 الثاني جاب 89.8 الثالث جاب 85 هل متساوي؟ لا. So between two adjusted values the interval is not the same. Is not the same. It's not equal. Therefore this is It had no properly, its data is not properly measured, it had no real, it's not a real number. It's not a real number. Just, it came by assessment, not by measurement. Real number usually came by measurement or counting. Here by assessment, how do I assess it? أن يكون الأول وهذا الثاني. So these data are not a real number. بما أنه it is not a real number, so I can do mathematical operation. I can do adding, subtracting, multiplication, or so and so and so. So why? Because it is not a real number. It's not a real number. This is the cannot be divided. Data have no unit also. Ordering is necessary. It is necessary. لازم أحطها بالordering array. So and it is meaningful. تنطيني معنى. لما أقول الأول بعدين الثاني الثالث. It means something. It means something to you and to any other body. So it is meaningful. So just ملخص الordinal. Order category is a meaningful way. The ordering matter in a meaningful way. Difference between two adjusted values? Not equal. Thank you very much. There is no, this is, it means there is no interval property. It had no interval property because it is not equal. I don't know how it was. Okay? It is not properly measured. It's not came by measurement. It came by assessment. So, it is not a real number. It is not a real number. And it cannot apply. We cannot apply the mathematical operation. So data
having no unit. This is just revision matter. Now, coming to the second category, second major category, which is the matrix. Matrix, we said it is subdivided into continuous and into discrete. Continuous, example, height, weight, blood pressure, hemoglobin, so on. So usually, شو نعرف الويت مالتها؟ باي measurement. شو نعرف الطول؟ باي measurement. So it came from measurement. When it came from measurement, it is a real number. When it is a real number, operation, mathematical operation could be applied. أقسم وأجمع وأطرح وأضع. Okay? So it is a real number. It can be mathematic operation. All having a unit. Weight kilogram, height meter, blood pressure كذا وكذا. Okay? So all these having a the difference between two adjusted value is equal or similar. So it means having a, what do we call it, interval property. Okay? Interval property. This is the characteristic. And can be, it can be properly measured, already we say it, of course. May measure any value of continuum. El weight, 47.5. 47.8. It could be 47.9. It could be 48. So continue. مش إلا 47. مش إلا 48. مش إلا 60. لا. There is a continuum. Point. Okay? So that's why underline continuum. Having the data having underline continuum. So the value of the continuous variable CV is continuous variable. Is not limited to an integer. What's integer? العدد الكامل, العدد الصحيح. كم طالب هلا بالقاعة؟ Supposed to be كثير. المفروض 50. لين شو تقول؟ لين لا تقول 50.5. So it should be integer. The number of students will be integer. But the weight, the manual or body 48.6. So it is not necessarily to be an integer. Okay? Not necessarily to be, or it is not limited to an integer. This is very important. Okay? So as you can see here, height will be. And we said there is a continuum underlying. So there is no gap. Ma kulla mustamar. 45, 45.2, 45.3, and so on. This is what the continuous variable. Take the example of continuous variable. When you see a question, I'm going to ask you. Take the example. Me, continuous.
Hemoglobin.
What else? Yalla. ABG, arterial, blood, gases. Okay. What else? Length. Length. Height. Yes, height. What else? Weight.
Cholesterol.
Atmosphere. What do you mean by atmosphere?
Temperature.
By the temperature, you mean. Okay. Good. What else?
Cholesterol.
What cholesterol level? Blood urea.
In age.
In age, yes. In age. All these are continuous variable. Okay. Now, coming to the other part of the metric category, metric variable, which is discrete. Discrete, it came by counting. Counting the number. Just come student here. Okay? So, number of student, number of day, number of patient, number of bacteria, number of chairs. Okay? دكتورة شفت بالسلايد بكتيريا قديش شفت؟ شو اسمك؟ عبدالله. عبدالله شاف 15 بكتيريا ونص. Is it من وين جبت النص؟ Is it? So, this secret should be an integer. Should be. كم patient شفت؟ أنا والله تعبانة امبارح تعبت شفت لي 195.5 patient. شو هذه؟ Okay. فإذا this is what you call it an integer. تأخذ رقم كامل. This is discrete variable. So, number of dead, number of student, number of patient, okay? It is a real number. As it is a real number, so it came from counting. So, operation, mathematical operation could be applied on it. Okay? So, it had a unit, طبعا. شاف 15 بكتيريا per field. شايف؟ خلص. أو شاف 15 patient per hour. كل ساعة يشوف له 15 patient بالأول patient. Okay. So it have a unit measurement. طبعا patient. إحنا بنقول patient. It is an integer. It necessarily to be an integer. ما ممكن يصير عندي نص بكتيريا ولا نص patient ولا نص student. ما ممكن. Okay, so it is an integer. And also we have what do we call it an interval property, just like because it is a real number. So you can see here the difference between the two. Denatum homometric, I mean continuous and discrete. But the difference is that, first of all, discrete is an integer. It should be continuous, not necessarily to be an integer. Discrete coming from counting. Integer, continuous coming from measurement. This is the main two difference between the two. والبقية almost the almost similar. ولو تقطعون الكلام رجاء. أنا أعرف أنه شوية ثقيل عليكم بس خلونا خلص. I know. I do appreciate. Okay. خلونا نشوف هذا ملخص للtype of the variable. ما طلعتكم الصورة. Okay. This is very important. شوفوا تحت كاتبة. It is important to know the type of the variable in your hand. So, a variable, first of all, I will see whether it has a unit or not. If there is a unit, whether it came as a result of measurement or came as a result of counting. If it is from counting, it is the secret. If it came from measurement, it is continuous. when they have no unit, it means whether the ordering is meaningful or meaningless. If it is meaningless, it means nominal. Very good, thank you. If it is meaningful, it is ordinal. Again and again, Ardibulku, and now it is very important to know the type of the variable, because presentation by table and graph is differ according to the type of the variable. And also, simple numerical mean, median, mode, and the other is different. We can use it here, but we cannot use it here. I mean, we can use it in continuous, but we cannot use it in ordinal. And so, the most important is the inferential statistic, applying differ according to the type of the variable in our hand. واللي راح تشوفوها بالمستقبل one by one. Quantitative and qualitative from اسمها. Quantity it means by measurement. Came by measurement. خلاص. Qualitative no. Came it's not by measurement sense. That's very much. Now, what type of the data is this? This is age of 50 patients. What kind of data? A variable, I mean. What kind of variable? Age. Continuous. Age continuous. انتم ما عليكم بالموجود. بس ممكن واحد يكون عمره 50 سنة ونص ولا 50 شهرين؟ لا 50 وثلاثة شهور؟ 50 ويوم. هاليوم هو 50 بكرة يصير. بكرة يصير 50 ويوم. فإذا الـ age is continuous. Age is continuous. انتم مش تاخذوا اللي موجود قدامكم لا. The value is value. Okay? كويس؟ It's value. الطفل اليوم ولد بكرة يصير عمره يوم. بعد شهر يصير عمره شهر. فإذا شهر ويوم. نعم. أي تفضلني. Okay? Please. Okay. Now we لين كملت collection of data روحي يا لين عملي presentation واحدها ما تقدر روحي وياها شاد روح وياها عبد الله روح وياها somebody else سوولي presentation of data جيبولي يا حلوة مثلكم بدي يا okay أفهمها أنا هيك ما بدي so presentation of data data collected from a source any source are inadequate ما بتفيدني أنا يا علين شو هذي؟ okay data need to transfer into information حولي لي إلى أشياء أفهمها أشياء تفيدني okay أو تفيد أي أحد آخر so by reducing them and by summarizing and organizing them organizing the data in a simple and useful manner and bringing the important thing قبل شوية قلناها مش قبل شوية قبل الساعة the essential or the principle or the main things main characteristic okay this means that we are going to display يعني أعرضها the data in a proper way in a meaningful way okay so Again, قبل شوية قلنا depending on the variable that I have, the presentation will be different. مش هيك قلنا table and graph. So خلينا نشوف the descriptive statistic. This one, this is what we call it, descriptive. الوصفي This one serves as a device for organizing summarization من الأولين and bringing into a focus the essential characteristic. Okay, this can be done by table, graph, or numerical, simple numerical calculation. Okay, so for table, it's the first step. It is essential to me. It is essential to convert the data into table, present it or display it. Display it, يعني أعرفها. Display the data into a table. على الأقل simple table here. Okay? First step of presenting data, the simplest and often the most useful one. Again, it is important to know the type of the variable in our hand so we can use a proper table. So, إن شاء الله بس هذا حتى نوصل ويا group A. Okay. خلصنا tables group A. وصلنا graph وقف. Okay. Nominal simple frequency table. Just very simple frequency table. Okay. This is a blood group of 95 children with the leukemia showed group A. 22 having group A, blood group A, I mean. Well, 25 having group B, and so on, as you can see. So here, I am going to put frequency, it means, and تعداد, a number. You know it, yeah? التردد, frequency, كم مرة I, group A, group A, group A. Okay? Then relative frequency and percentage frequency. So it is important to know the type. This is the simple frequency table. Just the number and of number of children in each blood group. Okay? In each blood group. Then relative frequency and percentage. How can we calculate the relative? حطيت لكم example علامة استفهام. يلا يلا يعني. Dividing the 22 على 95. Number of cases in one group على the total number. This is what do we call it? Relative. ترى بالامتحان يجيب هيك. Okay, please. Okay. Percentage? ضرب 100. Is it? خلص. Is it easy or not? I know. So this is. Okay. So, تعريف الريلاتيف, it is frequency of each category مثل ما تفضلت شو اسمي؟ آمنة. حلو اسمها. اوكي آمنة. فريكونسي of each category divided على total number of all sample اللي اخذتها لينا. Okay? Divided by total number of children or total number of the sample. Percentage, of course, we multiply by 100, كما قالت آمنة. Okay. The frequency and the percentage is more useful than the number. Why? Why? هلا أنا أقول نجحوا هالسنة, سنة year one, نجح منهم 400. اوكي السنه الماضيه نجح من يير 1 600 اقدر اقول يعني السنه الماضيه احسن من هاد واي عدد العدد نسبه الى العدد الكلي ممكن هالسنه العدد مالهم نجحوا 500 هم بس 600 بينما السنة الماضية كانوا 800 ونجح منهم 700 فإذا مثل ما قال thank you شو اسمك عبد الله شو عبد الله هو أوكي عبد الله فإذا that's why the percentage and relative frequency percentage frequency and relative is more useful I can compare between 2 data, 3 data, 10 data, it doesn't matter. So that's why it's more useful and it's more meaningful than the frequency, or sometimes, sorry, the frequency, we call it absolute number. It's the same. This is as Amna سوت الكالكوليشن ومشكورة عطتنا يا آمنة. أوكي؟ طيب أكو هون آخر شيء قديش يطلع التوتال؟ آخر توتال إيه؟
1 و100.
Thank you. لا والله أنتم كويسين. Again لو كان العلامات مانيوال كان عطيتكم قلت علامات. ما بعرف. كمبيوتر. مش ذنبي يعني. أوكي؟ هلا أي type of the feeding تعرفون الإنفنت إما يكون breastfeed أوكي تعرفوها وبطن أو mix so nastmia and they are divided then we can compare which one is much better same example لو عندنا عملي أعطيكم إن شاء الله بالعمل example now that one is nominal. Coming to the ordinal, nominal breastfeed is nominal. Bottle fed is nominal. The ordinal also the same. Okay? لو وزعت عليكم questionnaire وقولوا لي are you satisfied بالمحاضرات الصيفية؟ راح يكون عندي highly satisfied. Satisfied. Neutral, unsatisfied, highly unsatisfied. فهيك راح يكون okay the ordinal وراح يكون عندي هكذا the result مالتي. Similarly برضو أطلع the frequency أو the number relative frequency. خلصنا بقالنا one more slides and then the percentage. أنا آسفة ومش آسفة لا إنما أشكركم جدا 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 جدا. Okay. Okay. What type of data is this? It is what mathematical marks علاماتكم ممكن تأخذون بالإحصاء 90.5 90.16 is it? We present it in what we call it frequency distribution table. Like a fakat frequency, simple frequency. This one frequency distribution table. Here what I'm going to do, I'm going to divide the data into group. This group we call it class interval, started by number and ended by number. In another word, there is a lower limit and upper limit for each class interval. This is the class interval. Okay. So we grouping the data first into group, we call it class interval. Each class interval having its specific number of observation. قديش طلاب ماخذين أقل من 50؟ إن شاء الله ما 50 إلى 59 يمكن 5. 60 إلى 69 يمكن 20. 70 إلى 79 وهكذا. Class interval. Okay. تلاحظون 50 59 60. فإذا the width of each class interval are equal. Through all the table, okay? Through all the table. So class interval and number of person falling in each class interval will be counted. So first of all, we have to classify the. صحيح مرة ثانية ورا لي. أوكي
بين construct construct يعني أبني يعني أرسم construct the table okay by this class interval by this group and counting the number of persons falling in each class interval as you can see here each group of data okay containing number of observations so this is for your information مش تحفظوها يعني بس حتى تعرفون كيف نعمل الكلاس interval طبعا هلا حاليا بالكمبيوتر هو يعمل بس قبل كنا احنا نعملها بايدينا كلها اوكي okay. k is number of class interval كيف يطلع الk k هذا equation ثابته 1 plus 2 1 plus 3.322 multiply by logarithm n. n is number of cases or sample size راح نقولها بعدين or number of cases اللي أخذتها لين أخذت 200 ضرب logarithm 200 then نطلع ال width we said the width should be constant through all the class interval so ال width will be r divided by k. R is the range, which is the lowest, subtracted from the highest. Okay? And the k already done. Okay? So, this is the cumulative, this is frequency, and then cumulative frequency. By cumulative frequency, we get We divided the data into more than and less than. خليني أسألكم سؤال. How many cases their marks less than 20? Less than 20.
17.
How many cases students their marks is 25 and more. 4. Good, so we divided into less than and more than. How many students there now? Their marks between 15 and 25?
13 and 25.
8 and 25. 8 and 25. Okay. Just in cumulative, we divided into more than and less than. Just adding. Okay. Up or adding down. And frequency. This is we call it frequency distribution of mathematic marks. Among other students, okay. What kind of data is this?
Continuous.
Age.
Continuous.
Age. Very good. So, we had into measure the schedule. What is the schedule? Okay. Relative frequency already we mentioned. Percentage frequency already we mentioned. Cumulative frequency we already mentioned that we divided the data into less than and more than, just adding one interval to the other. هذا هو. Thank you. احنا لنا ان شاء الله نكمل ال first of all انطوني الغيابات. انطوني الغيابات. ما صدقت.